This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Let's talk about Trump's tariffs, because it's Trump's strategy on this is really quite genius. And he's going to get some things done through tariffs that the Democrats are trying to block getting done through legislative efforts. For example, we have this open borders problem. You may have heard about it. You know, the invasion of illegals coming into America, basically to vote Democrat in upcoming elections and to overthrow and occupy our country. Well, Trump has now threatened to slap an increasing scale of tariffs on Mexico unless Mexico stops allowing illegals from the south of Mexico, i.e. Central and South America, to traverse Mexico and make it to the U.S. border. And Trump is saying he's going to put a 5% tariff on goods from Mexico at first, and then a couple of weeks later, I think, he'll raise that to 10%. And after that, it'll go to 15%, and so on, until it hits 25%, I think, in the fall of this year. And it may go up from there, depending on what Trump wants to do. Why is this a brilliant strategy and what's behind it? Well, number one, nobody wants the tariff long term. The tariff is not being put in place to make your life difficult. It's not about raising prices on goods and services for you. It's about punishing Mexico for not blocking the illegals that are invading America. Why does Mexico allow those people to come across Mexico when Mexico should be stopping them? They should be seeking asylum in Mexico, many of these people. But instead, they are crossing Mexico to come to the United States in order to get more free goodies and more entitlements and vote Democrat in the elections and so on. So the idea of a tariff is to shape the behavior of a nation, not to keep it in place. It's a punitive effort to alter the behavior of a nation. Now, the same thing is happening with tariffs on China. China has a long history of being bullies in every way imaginable. China, communist China here, is what we're talking about. They are bullies on the world stage. And for decades, they have stolen intellectual property from the United States, European countries, Japan, Taiwan, everywhere around the world. And China has not only horrific human rights violations domestically in its own country, but China violates international treaties. China will sign a treaty and then just completely ignore it. China will tax goods coming into China and then scream about tariffs by other countries. So China has been an unfair one-way street that for decades has been punishing U.S. farmers, U.S. manufacturers, U.S. exporters. And so this punishing of China is only designed, you know, through tariffs, only designed to get China to change its policies to create a level playing field. Trump is only, both with Mexico and China, the only thing that Trump is demanding here is basic fairness. And Trump is willing to make these countries experience a lot of pain until they shape up and respect a level playing field. In other words, if they're not going to play fair, whether it's Mexico or China, they're going to start paying a price. This is basically, and that's why this is so brilliant, this is Trump with a horse whip, just whipping the crap out of these countries and saying, you know, we can make the whipping stop as soon as you decide to play fair. That's it. That's all this is about. Now, the spillover effect of temporarily higher prices on certain goods that are imported from Mexico or China, yeah, that spillover effect is real, but it's smaller than you think. And the reason for that is that the price you pay at retail for things is not as reflected in the price of the original goods as you might suppose. Now, the exception of this is food. Food doesn't have a very high markup. So they talk about avocados becoming more expensive from Mexico. If avocados become more expensive, yeah, you'll see higher prices in avocados because the margin on avocados is very thin. But for non-food items, especially electronics, for example, the markups are much, much higher. What's the markup on an iPhone, for example? Well, it's huge. It's probably more than 500%. I mean, that's just a wild guess, but the iPhone can't cost more than a couple hundred dollars to manufacture, and they're selling it for over $1,000. There's a lot of markup in that. So even if the price of the original product from China goes up 10%, let's say it cost $200 originally, and now it goes to $220. Well, that doesn't represent a huge increase on the total price of a product that's being sold in the US for $1,000. If you add the $20 onto it, then it's $1,020. You see what I mean? So the markup from tariffs from China or even Mexico on a lot of manufactured goods may not be nearly as much as had been feared. And besides, it's temporary. The whole idea here is that this is only a short-term play. The whole idea is you keep whipping China and you keep whipping Mexico until they change their ways. And then you lift all the tariffs because now you have fair trade. Finally, fair trade. And it's worth noting the only reason Trump has to resort to this tactic is because the rest of the lawmakers, members of Congress, won't enact laws that are needed to protect our nation's borders or demand fair trade with China. So Trump is only using these tools as a last resort, but they are tools that the executive branch of the government has. And frankly, he wouldn't have to use them if Congress would do its damn job, right? It's these pathetic anti-American and rhino Republican lawmakers in Washington, D.C., who are just sitting on their asses doing nothing to help America, nothing. And Trump, it seems to be on many days, he's the only guy fighting for this country. And everybody else has sold out to China and sold out to the communists and sold out our borders and sold out our manufacturers, sold out our workers. And Trump stands alone fighting for the American worker and the American people. And that's why Trump continues to be very popular, by the way, despite the fact that 90%+ of the media is smearing him all the time. It's incredible. But I hope this explanation adds a little bit of information about what's happening with the tariffs. Thank you for listening. Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Keep reading my websites, newstarget.com. And of course, I also publish Trump.news. And you can hear more of my podcasts at Brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. If you want to make it through these trying times, you're going to need full cognitive function. You're going to need your mental faculties. And there's no better way to achieve that than to turn to good nutrition, brain-supporting nutrition. That's what we offer at the Health Ranger store. We do more testing than any retailer in the world to make sure that you have the cleanest food in the world, because I believe that that's how we change the world. We change the world through clean food. We help people live better, think better, and we get better results in the world. It all starts with food and nutrition. Check it out. We have over 700 products now at healthrangerstore.com. Thank you for your support.